Case number 9704, Emerson William Jones, northwest of Road 526, 900 feet northeast of Road 525. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback. They're looking for a 6.3 tenths foot from the required 40-foot front yard. Is that correct?
Yes.
State your full name and address.
Emerson W. Jones, 2356 Young Street, Seaford, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do.
All right.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My case is simple. I have a deck on a double wide. I added it probably about 20 years ago. I had no idea that I needed a variance for that. I was that close out to the road, to 6 feet closer to the road than it was supposed to be, because I hired a contractor and he said everything would be taken care of. And I didn't find this out until I went to planning and zoning several months ago. And they told me that I needed to come and see if I could get a variance for that deck that's 6 feet over what it normally is supposed to be.
Okay. Who was your contractor, Mr. Jones?
My wife is back there. You remember the name of the contractor?
Who obtained the permit for the work?
He said he would take care of everything, so.
You assumed that he did for you?
Yes.
Okay. And the CO was issued to this before this?
Mr. Chairman, before we go any further, I ask Mr. Burrell's advice. I have a letter here from Betts and Betts attorneys in dispute of the ownership of this property.
Well, let's finish the presentation first.
Okay,
when you get to
the
other side, then we can bring that up. Okay. Say there was a CO issue?
There was a CO that was issued.
Mm-hmm.
It shows a couple of structures on the property, a shed and another manufactured home to be removed, or they're being removed.
That is done.
They're done? They're gone?
They're gone.
Okay.
Was the shed moved, or is it completely
The shed
gone?
Was moved. They told me I had moved the shed over 6 feet. I moved it over about 12. Okay. And
the gone?
Trailer in the back tore it down completely. It's gone.
Gone.
What was that other mobile home used for?
Just storing.
Storage.
Stuff out.
Okay.
And you do understand, you were referring to distance from the road, but you understand the road's not necessarily your property line. You understand that? I mean, you have a survey that shows where your property line is.
Yes.
Yes. So there's not any future misunderstanding.
Okay.
Gentlemen, if you notice, Mr. Lank has waived that fee. That tells you that the CO was issued.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board?
No, sir. Not me.
No. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, sir, would you come forward? Sir, you may sit down, if you would like, right up front. Are you need to be sworn in, or are you?
It's a council representing an objector, I think, correct?
That's correct. Dean Betts here. I'm here on behalf of Juan Serrano, who we claim is the record title owner of this property that Mr. Jones seeks a variance for.
Mr. Betts, just before you get too far into it, and maybe to cut things short a little bit, obviously this board doesn't have jurisdiction over boundary disputes or ownership disputes. If there are comments, I guess, that deal directly with the variance requested in the application, you're certainly free to address that. But if the sole objection is really ownership, you're going to have to go to Chancery on that one.
And we understand that,
okay.
Mr. Burrell, and we just wanted to be on record with this board and this body that there is a dispute with regard to the ownership of this land. We've had a title search completed and a survey done and that they both came back that Mr. Serrano is the record title owner of the property. So the only point I want to raise for the board today, and I know the board can't settle boundary disputes, but it seems to me that the board should not be in the business of granting variance requests to people that don't actually own the property that the variance is being requested for. So we just want to be put on record with regard to those issues, and I'd be happy to take any questions from the board if you have any.
Yeah, actually, I do have a question. If in fact your client owns the property, would you be requesting the variance, or would you be clearing the property?
We'd be clearing the property.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. McKay, do you have any questions? Okay. No further questions.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Just have one thing of Mr. Jones. Are you aware that there's a claim being made adverse to your ownership of the property?
Yes, sir. Okay. I am aware that that's going on, and I've got ready the survey where I thought this was taken care of. Chesnoff is my attorney, and this is all taken care of. And Lewis, Miller and Lewis, I have three copies of this survey here.
Well, obviously, you need to get your attorney in touch with Mr. Betts to see if they can resolve it, or if not, there's a judge out there, I suspect, that's going to have
okay.
to do it.
Okay. I thought this was taken care of because Mr. Chesnoff said it was all taken care of, and this is the first I've heard of this in a long time.
Okay. Okay. There'll be no other opposition. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 9704 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 9704 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give me the voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case, sir, also has been taken under advisement this evening.
Okay.
You may stay if you would like. There may be a decision made later on this evening, or you can call the office in the morning.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.